Welcome to Pestabytes, a podcast series from the National Pesticide Information Center. These are based on common pesticide questions from people just like you.
This is Sandra, and I'm here with Jennifer to talk about weed and feed products and how to avoid harming fish. How do I know if the product I want to use could hurt fish?
Well, Sandra, if you're going to use a pesticide near water, read the environmental hazard section of the label first to see if the product is harmful to fish. Then look at your yard. Do you have a hill that slopes down to a stream or a pond, or is there a storm drain right next to your grass? These sorts of things can help you determine whether the product is appropriate for the area you want to treat.
Are all products harmful to fish?
Some products are very dangerous to fish, but other products may not be as toxic, even if they have the same active ingredient. The only way to know is by reading the label.
What steps can I take to reduce the risk to fish?
It's important to always read and follow all product directions, and use only as much as you need. If you use a granular product, sweep any granules off the sidewalk or driveway back into the lawn so they aren't washed into the storm drains. You might also consider leaving a buffer or a pesticide-free zone in areas nearest the water. And try not to apply these products right before a heavy rain is expected so they don't wash off your lawn and get into surface waters that way.
Thanks, Jennifer.
You're welcome.
If you have questions about pesticides, please call us at 1-800-858-7378 or visit us on the web at npic.orst.edu. Pestabytes is brought to you by the National Pesticide Information Center, a cooperative agreement between Oregon State University and the Environmental Protection Agency. These are produced in collaboration with OSU's Environmental Health Sciences Center, funded by the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences.